This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Get your free money-saving report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, a little bit of overdrive to finish some of your calls, but a jam-packed Friday transmission. I want to say great job to the crew. Will in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, I had an idea for a story that would be kind of good. It might not necessarily be a drudge-making blockbuster, but I was monitoring some propaganda media, watching an episode of 60 Minutes, and they had this piece on. This was this past, Sunday, I guess. And they had this piece on, and basically they did a massive tutorial on how to commit massive identity theft. They gave the best methods to use.
Oh, yeah, and then they allow the illegals to do it, and it's always big banks and government that are releasing 20 million, 50 million, 5 million names and IDs. Then their answer is biometric access, biometric world ID to fix the problem they've helped create.
Well, that's absolutely true, but it was amazing. And then they said, yeah, here's what you do. You get your you go to the grocery store and buy your, you know, paid Visa or MasterCard cash cards, and, you know, you have the money sent from this website. And they broke it down like it was a tutorial, so it'd make a good story, like CBS gives massive tutorial on how to commit fraud, you know, or something.
Yeah, CBS, does workshop on identity theft.
Yeah, I think that'd make a good story. You guys should really roll with that.
What was the name of the 60 Minutes piece?
You know, I don't remember the name of it, but it aired this past week, and it was just,
well, there's no doubt the government finances and runs identity theft and brings in the illegals and everything and then throws the book at citizens. It's just a joke. When you comply, you're a chump now. And I've always been somebody that's law and order, but when the government's run by criminals, complying with it is like doing what Hitler said. I'm just not doing it anymore. You know, when it comes to, like, all their, really, they'll already comply with everything anyway, so there's nothing for me to buck up against. It's just that, if I want to buy Amish raw milk, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to go to Amish that don't follow the so-called rules because the FDA is a joke. Appreciate your call, Will. Floyd in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good to talk to you, Alex. Twitter handle is Shepherd of Fire. Long-time fan, brother.
Well, thanks for calling in, buddy. What's on your mind?
Well, there's several things I'm going to try to link together as fastly as I can. First thing up on True News, 54-year-old woman beheaded at a company in Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's Fox News, CNN. We talked about it earlier this morning. We don't know if it was Islamically connected or whether he was just crazy, but, yeah, that report's on InfoWars.
Well, the point that I'm trying to make behind this is also when that column that you talked about was coming in, and they could have just wiped ISIS completely out. Okay, there's just tons and tons of pictures, and I've had to post some of them of little children with their heads chopped off.
Well, why are you being racist? That's liberal and trendy,
right? And what I'm trying to drive home behind this is the American people need to realize that this is their taxpayer dollars. Rand Paul, 600 tons of weapons given to these guys by Obama. If you do not stand up and say something, you are literally complicit in mass murder.
Well, I agree, and that's why they're in deep trouble, is the military, the brass knows that, this is even too much for them, that our government gave them the weapons, the so-called bombing of them was only a cover, that's why they're bombing a subgroup. This is a takedown Assad, a replay of what happened last year. And I don't think they're getting away with it. And now the attorney general's resigning. I think you're going to see a lot more resignations. Evil is not invincible, and a lot of people are seeing through it. There's a lot of people in the government that have done bad things, but they did it because they were compartmentalized. Now stuff's getting so clear, people are having to come to Jesus, Saul on the road to Tarsus, getting knocked off his horse. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. I'll see you back this Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. with Paul Watson in studio from England. And then we got the nightly news tonight with our intrepid crew, 7 o'clock Central.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We're here. It's Friday. We're broadcasting worldwide, the 26th day of September 2014. All right, let me tell you what is coming up in the stacks. A very heavy news day, very important and extremely revealing. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, the CIA has declassified 2 weeks ago. We just learned of it. Took that long for the media to pick it up. Managing a nightmare, the CIA reveals how it watched over the destruction of Gary Webb, working with state-run media like the LA Times to destroy the Pulitzer Prize winner when he exposed CIA drug dealing. And by the way, I interviewed Gary Webb many times. He wanted me to build him a website with all his documents when his new book came out that was going to prove and validate and vindicate him. So they went to his house and shot him twice in the head and called it a suicide. But now it's been declassified, hundreds of pages of documents, how they destroyed him. So great job. What patriots you are. And that integrates in with this story that Kurt Nemo wrote. COINTELPRO revisited. Greenwald exposes with new NSA documents the NSA agenda to destroy journalists. Joint Threat Research Intelligence Group engages in everything from trolling to honey traps. And if you're a journalist promoting basic Bill of Rights and Constitution, you are to be destroyed. Now, again, this is all completely illegal, completely un-American, just like the warrant was spying, just like saying veterans are the main terror threat. This is an illegitimate criminal offshore banking cartel that's taken over the nation, just like the Vichy French were collaborators with the Nazis. The French just stood down in World War II, folks. They didn't even fight because 90% of their generals, almost all of them, were already paid off by the Nazis. They then got to run the country. That's how Hitler, weeks after the French invasion, could come to France, and the police were there, the French police, controlling the roads for him and giving him security. This is what Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and the Bank of England and others have done. They run the country. We are occupied. In their own words, Carol Quigley said that in 1965 when he published Tragedy and Hope, or 1966. Read the book. This is all public. They just think you're too stupid to know it. It is so frustrating to see this. And then that integrates in with Rob Schneider, the popular comedian and movie star, dropped from State Farm ads. Guess why? Schneider had the guts and intelligence to criticize the police state and to say we're turning into a fascist country and to say that vaccines were damaging people. So there was an organized online campaign by you-know-who, the insurance companies and banks and Homeland Security Cyber Command, to lobby for State Farm to drop him. So they've now dropped him to send a message. You sit down and you shut up. As an American, you don't have a right to say we're going fascist, which we publicly are. You don't have a right to say that vaccines need to be investigated. You're fired. And if America is intimidated by this, we will lose everything. We will lose everything. Here's Schneider on CBS News. May 2nd of this year, Rob Schneider tells Chris Stiegel, we are sliding very fast towards fascism. Well, here's an article right here, CBS News. Pentagon set to deliver scores more MRAPs to colleges and high schools. I mean, the NSA is warrantlessly spying on us. They got drones watching farmers. I told you 2 years ago that my dad got a visit by Homeland Security. And they said, we want to enroll you, we want to give you a card, we want to pay you, we want you to go to meetings monthly, and we want you to basically HUMET, human intelligence, domestically, and to spy on your patients. And my dad said, well, who am I going to spy on if I did this? Like terrorists or something? And they said, no, just everybody. We want to know their political views, what they're doing, what they're thinking. And my dad then came to me and he said, are they trying to set me up? And I said, go around and ask other dentists you know and call around to other lead dentists and oral surgeons and medical doctors and see if they're all getting calls or physical visits. And he did it. And most of them have been visited, including at their homes. And most of them were very honored and thought it was patriotic because, you know, Jack Bauer tortures people on Fox TV to keep us safe. And so it's fun to get your little card and go to the meetings like the clergy response team and to sit in the room with the FBI or the CIA and work on continuity of government. So how dare Rob Schneider? How dare him? In his own free time, say he's concerned about vaccines and knows people whose children were fine and got shots and couldn't talk anymore. How dare him be involved as an American and have free speech, period. How dare him? That is so un-American, and I'm glad he's lost that contract. I hope he's run out of the business and fired, maybe even put in prison. because that's what a free country is all about. And how dare him say that it's fascist that they silence people in America now that say we're turning into a fascist country. Of course, that totally proves we're becoming a fascist country. But just how dare him say 2 plus 2 equals 4 or 1 plus 1 equals 2. How dare him? And, of course, I'm being sarcastic. It's like the federal judge in the Dinesh D'Souza filmmaker case. They played a clip of Fox News and a clip of my show. This is in the transcripts of the judge's ruling. Where D'Souza said, I'm being set up and being politically persecuted. And the judge said, because you did that, I'm going to give you an 8-month sentence locked up in one of these old mega prisons. But Orwellian style, they don't call it a prison. So he escaped jail time, the headlines were, total bull. Oh, you're not a political prisoner. We're just going to lock you up for 8 months and make you go to psychological therapy to cure you directly out of the Soviet Union. And 5 years probation. And the judge said, we're not political, but you went and spoke out, so we're going to throw the book at you. And don't worry, MSNBC has come out and said that Eric Holder was never political. That's right. And the Jolly Green Giant isn't green. The Hulk is green, folks. Whenever I said 2 plus 2 equals 4, my son said, no, I get it. The Hulk is green. And that's what we're faced with. How dare you say that we should look at vaccines as damaging people and look at the studies? How dare you say we're becoming fascist? So the big vaccine makers and others are going to get together and use Facebook and Twitter to hammer his sponsor and to get him kicked off the air. Well, the answer to this is anyone who has State Farm, to do it, to not be lazy, to call State Farm and say, listen, I'm not going to argue with you. I just want, you know, in an email and a call, I'm going to switch my insurance now. I'm not going to be lazy, and I'm going to go off State Farm because State Farm is allowing people to be punished for their clearly legitimate and tasteful political speech saying America is becoming a fascist system and America needs to look at vaccines. There is a mystery illness all over the United States, and even NBC News admits it's linked to vaccinated kids. I mean, should I be thrown off the air for saying that? So, later in the broadcast, bottom of the hour, I'm going to get into this in detail. Gary Webb confirmed, targeted by a Mockingbird operation, that's government-run media, to be destroyed before they killed him, to stop his book coming out. And I was talking to Freeway Ricky Ross. I was talking to Gary Webb 4 or 5 months before he died. And Gary said, I want to come on your show when this happens. I want you to, he sent me a disc. It was just of news articles and clippings and things. Nothing secret. You know, I want you to build a Dark Alliance website for me. I want you to put these documents up. I said, sure, I'll help you. Well, don't do it till I'm ready. My book proves it all and more, how the big banks run it all. He was on. I mean, the government was listening. They heard the call. How he discovered that the whole thing is run, not just cocaine. We know that from Sybil Edmonds and other NSA whistleblowers, the white slavery, everything. And they shot him twice in the head. And here it all is. The L.A. Times is being interviewed with the reporters saying, I'm sorry I worked with the CIA to discredit him. I feel bad about it now. Oh, you feel bad about it now? You feel bad? But it's like, oh, the CIA is here. Oh, yes, sir. Let me discredit someone because you said so. Oh, the FBI is here. Yes, you're the good guys. Let me salute you. Oh, bring in the toady jury for the federal trial of 90%+ conviction rates who would literally send the 2-year-old to the gas chamber if ordered to. Let's bring in these hand-picked, controlled bunch of perps who've all been blackmailed by the feds, these kept juries. Let's bring in some federal juries to convict whoever we say. By the way, I said a 90+. I think it's a 97% conviction rate in this country. Do you believe in any country? Only places like North Korea have 97% conviction rates and the U.S. Do you understand that? Totally illegitimate, totally criminal, totally fraudulent. And now, though, it hadn't eaten the country yet. This foreign takeover hasn't had the big butchering of the hog yet. They're just building up with the vehicles, the armored bases, the training, the preparations, the psychological warfare, the internet kill switches, the takeover grids. They're just trying to get the military and police in line for the final takeover when they set the nukes off, shoot up the churches and schools, and blame it on the Liberty Movement. They're just getting ready for the mega false flag.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Supermel Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Mel Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Alex Jones here back live. If you just joined us, I was getting into some articles that I'm going to read in part coming up in the next segment and detail exactly how they operate in the culture of total dishonor. But what blew my dad away was that the Homeland Security person that came to visit him And my dad called, and the person was, quote, with Homeland Security, was so unprofessional and so ridiculous, kind of like a Barney Fife meets Hitler. In that he didn't even know that David Jones was Alex Jones' father. And see, my dad thought it was some setup or something to get him to go to Homeland Security meetings and that they knew who he was. And I said, no, they're going to make the dog catcher a CIA agent. Because it gives all these weak-minded people incredible confidence to commit all sorts of un-American activities to just give them their little InfraGuard card. And they got a lot of well-meaning people involved 12, 13 years ago after 9/11 for the terror threat of Al-Qaeda. But we were pointing out who really ran Al-Qaeda and allowed them to attack bare minimum. But once they got the pump primed, we were sent the syllabuses. We published them 8, 9 years ago of farming communities. And it was later in the Associated Press where they would get them to a local hotel, all the old farmers and ranchers, and they'd show them Al-Qaeda training videos for the first 10 minutes while they had donuts and coffee. Then they'd shift to, is your neighbor growing marijuana? Do they spank their kids? Are they green? Did they build a barn they weren't supposed to? And all these old-timers would go, what in the world? It's some kind of commie meeting. Should they get you in? Come on in. We're going to fight Al-Qaeda. And you get in there, and they're like, here's the enemy. Veterans, gun owners, returning, retired police, you name it. Anybody that might be able to fight a fascist takeover with socialism at the grassroots. I just got chills. Because here's Reuters today. U.S. Homeland Security moves to tackle climate change and to begin criminal prosecution of people that drop a battery in your yard, that don't recycle. Remember the Audi Green Police ads 5 years ago at the Super Bowl? Showing people being arrested for their hot tub being too hot? And then I said, that's real. In areas of Europe, they've already banned toasters and barbecue pits and space heaters, and they're already arresting people who have too big a hot tub or have the wrong light bulbs. And then the mayor came out with the head of the PR firm where they made the Audi commercial, the Green Police Audi commercial, in the San Francisco Chronicle and said, this is what we're going to do. We're putting out social messages to prepare you for the new way. See, when I say that ad's real, I knew it was a PR propaganda piece before it was admitted. Not because I'm even smart. I know what these people are up to. I've watched them so long. Austin, New York City, San Francisco are going to raise property taxes and regulations to where a 250-square-foot apartment is going to be $10,000 a month. They're in Community Impact. It's the local Agenda 21 brainwashing progressive free newspaper that sells prosperity through this, saying macro problem, micro solution. Tiny apartment concept gains interest from city officials. So they'll give the developers a free ride on taxes and stuff, and Bloomberg's involved, for these literal prison complexes, 250 square foot. Notice this says smaller than 400 square feet. Yeah, the biggest ones, the penthouses in these facilities, are 350. The smallest are 100. Literal coffins. They're building them downtown right now. Big ones. And listen, it's not so you've got more discretionary income. If you read the actuaries on all this, they're on record saying that way they get more taxes. It's so you live on less, so they get more. Actual highway checkpoints, green police checkpoints, are now being set up in Austin. 4 or 5 years ago, they had it as the ad. The green police, we're coming after you. In fact, let's go out to break with the green police. It's the only jobs in America, the number one tuitions now being paid for, scholarships, are spying on people. And you're like, but where are the terrorists? No, it's a criminal takeover. They're coming after everybody. Nazi Germany? Heard of that before? Soviet Russia? This is it. We got cancer, folks. It's real. It's a horrible case. Only freaking out and breaking with these people will stop it. Let's go out to break with the green police ad. Restart it. It's unbelievable. Or we can come back after break with the green police ad for folks. We can just play the whole thing.
708, paper plastic.
Plastic.
That's the magic word. What? Green police. You picked the wrong day to mess with the ecosystem, plastic boy.
Battery. 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 Battery forcibly inoculate you. They are the terror force. They are the plague. They are the totalitarian scum. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. You have been warned. I have been warning you. It will all manifest.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
America into the greatest totalitarian spy force of progressive control freaks running around tattling on everyone the world has ever seen. And by the way, I'm not trying to scare people here. I'm trying to get you to realize what's already happening, what's already going on. A total conversion to poverty and austerity. A total conversion to tyranny. All the elites are exempt from every stinking piece of it. We've studied East Germany and the Stasi. We've studied the Soviets. We've studied the Gestapo. We've studied other totalitarian systems. Nothing has been this ambitious. This has got to be, let's not exaggerate, 100 times worse than anything we've ever seen. The level of spying, the level of control, the level of actual minions and informants and agents there to lie, there to set up, there to destroy the virtuous, attack the honorable, pull down the good, as O'Brien does in 1984. A society that's more ugly, more degenerate, trampling and being trampled upon, Winston. A boot stomping on a human face forever. And I think about Rob Schneider tells Chris Stegall at CBS News, we are sliding very fast towards fascism. Schneider struck an ominous tone. He said, democracies don't end well. We are sliding towards fascism. It's an ugly kind of thing, the kind of mob mentality that we have to be careful of, he said. Well, you know where that came from? Plato and the Republic, written 2,400 years ago. It's so funny, this article's out today. Well, I'm covering Schneider being canned from an insurance company spokesman today because he said this earlier in the year. But look at what the main graphic is on Infowars.com, put up there by Kurt Nimmo. He does a daily graphic. Tyranny naturally arises out of democracy, Plato. We've got a bunch of Nazi flags marching because it was democracy that brought them to power. Rob Schneider said 2 + 2 = 4. He said what is reasoned, intellectual, and intelligent. But let me tell you what's intelligent now, what's intellectual. Supporting total fascism, calling yourself liberal, wearing socks that don't match and having a beard, and walking around in an effeminate way with your hands out at your side, going, break up families, guns are bad, men are bad, I love black uniforms, I love the choppers, I love the checkpoints, I love the torture, I love Obama, I love it. I mean, that you people are sick. You're not Nazis in black uniforms that'll actually do the killing yourselves, even though they were evil. You just sit back and live in some fantasy, delusional world. Get rid of Rob Schneider. Get him fired. He, in amongst the campaigns to get him to lose his sponsorship, was the fact that he said America's becoming fascist. They convict themselves by their very words, even if you disagreed with what Schneider was saying. You shouldn't boycott him unless he's calling for taking someone's liberty. When Rosie O'Donnell called for banning the Second Amendment, I called and launched the boycott that others picked up on of Kmart, and she lost her sponsorship and shut her mouth about taking my rights. I was not trying to stop her free speech. I was showing her there'd be hell to pay. Then Rosie O'Donnell became a listener, and when she spoke out for 9/11, need to be investigated, I respected that. When they tried to boycott her, I fought against the boycott. So you have to gauge these. It's not that a boycott's good or always bad. It's that if someone's trying to take your private property, take your children, take your guns, take your right to religion or not to be religious, if someone's trying to shut people down for their speech or their rights, then you boycott them. I have both boycotted Rosie and I have both supported Rosie. When she wanted to take my guns and your guns, I viciously went up against her and defeated her with your help. One of the first big successful things we did back in like 1999, 2000. And then when they were trying to boycott her for saying, hey, I live in New York and I heard them say they blew up Building 7 and it needs to be investigated. And the reason I know Rosie O'Donnell's a listener is I'll just leave it at that. She is a listener. She did watch my films on 9/11, and was still angry at me that I boycotted her on the gun issue, but said she had respect for me on the September 11th issue, so we could agree to disagree. But I don't mean to go back and tell a story I've never told before. It's just that that's how I try to gauge things. It doesn't mean I always have the answers. But Rob Schneider has come out and said we're turning into fascism, that democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner, and that there's clearly something happening with these vaccines. We need to investigate them. And so there was an organized campaign to run him off the air to try to intimidate everybody else so the big corporations and government can do whatever they want, whenever they want. The answer is, just like I said with the NFL, and their ratings have been consistently down because the whole Second Amendment community is sick of it. When they got rid of Hank Williams Jr., who was very popular because of his free speech, the answer is boycott the NFL. When they promote gun control, victim disarmament, boycott them. When they promote Obamacare, boycott them. And people are boycotting them. You try to take our rights, we boycott you, we cost you money. And they've got their dirty trick campaigns behind the scenes against me, but that's to shut me down so I can't promote liberty. You see the difference? Rob Schneider dropped from State Farm ads. Guess why? State Farm Insurance will no longer run the television advertisement starring Rob Schneider because of the actor's anti-vaccination views. The move comes after a social media campaign called for Schneider to be dropped as a spokesman. Phil Supple, the insurance company's director of public affairs, told PR Week that Schneider's ad has unintentionally been used as a platform discussion unrelated to products and services we provide, he said. With that, we are working to remove the ad from the rotation at this time. Well, it's our right to drop State Farm. And if you got State Farm, folks, it's time to go get a local insurance company. Probably get a better deal anyways. Drop them. Nothing against State Farm. But we got to defend Schneider. Because his speech is so American, his speech is so on target. It's the it's a great example of someone trying to help people. Tyranny naturally arises out of democracy. If you have a pure democracy, 51% can vote to enslave the other 49, or an elite can propagandize 51%, especially when they're on welfare. And in some counties, upwards of 80% of Americans. In fact, I have a National Geographic issue came out a few months ago about food deserts. And I was looking at county-by-county graphs in the U.S. on a big fold-out map just last night. I was thinking about, wow, I live in a country where in some areas, 80% of the people are on food stamps. And the national average is one-third. Because there's like 50 million on one type and another 50-something million on another. But it's over 100 million. Yeah, there it is. Food, National Geographic. Why people are malnourished in the richest country on earth. And if you flip through it, it'll show the graphic. There it is. Wow, amazing. Good job, guys. They found it like in 5 seconds without me telling them to. And if you look at the graph down below it, it shows the areas that are in red or in brown, dark brown, that's upwards of 80% on food stamps. And you notice it's the border areas, the South, New York, L.A., places like that. Scroll down and it'll actually show the, what's that called, the area that tells you what the statistics are? The fact box, I don't know. Scroll down some more. They may not have it in the online issue. A little bit different, but how do you conquer America? You get half the population on welfare, and it's game over. And even if Mitt Romney had his own problems, he got in trouble when he made the truthful statement of 2 plus 2 equals 4, when he said 47%+ who were on welfare at that time, it's now over half in just a few years, now 51% last time I saw. Now that they've done that, now that they've been able to bring that into fruition and get over 50%, it's pretty much game over unless we, the producers, have an Atlas shrug and stop complying. it's now reaching that point where we don't have anything else to do because our money, our energy, our labor will be used to enslave us. And whether it's Goldman Sachs or whether it's Wells Fargo tax exempt or Google or General Electric or the 100 million people on welfare plus. And the government workers, we have nothing to defend ourselves from them. They will always just vote for more. They will always demand more. They will always hate whoever's produced anything. The ultra-rich teamed up with the giant masses of people that are third, fourth, fifth generation welfare who have no idea the three branches of government, no idea. And then you got corporations teamed up to lobby and to organize against a comedian that dare say, we're becoming a totalitarian state. We're becoming a fascist state. Democracies never end good because the majority can vote itself to make the minority slaves. And that's now where we are as a country and as a republic. So all this other news is just window dressing until we realize just how dire the straits are. Now, we've talked about campaigns to destroy Rob Schneider, and I am calling for a national boycott until they reinstate him. Two can play at that game. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. This is a two-way street. That gun kicks as hard as it shoots. See, all you people that know about tyranny and know about evil and know about the knowledge of good and evil and know how to manipulate and know how to do bad things, do you understand that it always comes back on you manyfold? And that whatever you do to people that's wicked ends up coming back on you and your children. And so you think you're getting away with all of this stuff because you don't follow God's rules. You don't follow the rules written on your heart. That you don't follow your conscience. You don't follow your basic innate human programming. You give in to what's easier. You think you're winning doing this. No, you're not. And people like Rob Schneider are heroes. People like Rob Schneider, who isn't stupid, he's not a coward, ladies and gentlemen. He's willing to put it all on the line to warn people, because if he doesn't warn people, he's not alive anymore. I'll guarantee you he's not bummed out losing this contract. We're going to try to get him on the show. I guarantee you that he is happy with what he's done and happy with being censored. I've been fired. I've been attacked. I've been physically gone after. I've been demonized. I've been lied about. My family has. And you know what? It makes me work harder. It makes me commit that much more. Just like Wolfgang Halberg yesterday said when they came to his house and threatened him and his family repeatedly to stop investigating Sandy Hook being a false flag. He said, I'm never going to stop. I'm going to spend all the money I got to fight these people. They shouldn't have come to my house. They shouldn't have threatened me. And it's not that people like Halberg are looking for a fight, but there comes a point where you know it's evil. You know it's wrong. You're cornered, and you know what? You're going to start swinging. And that's what's happening in this country, and they know who's going to start swinging when the real tyranny comes. The veterans, retired police officers, patriots, conservatives, libertarians, and real Christians, not state-run churches. They know you're not going to take the chip. They know you're not going to let them teach your kid Heather has two mommies. They know you're going to bitter cling, and so they're coming for us. The only thing holding them back is the fact that they know that we really are, of all the minorities, the largest minority, liberty lovers, and growing. And a lot of their own people are whistleblowing. And on the inside, as bad as the system is, people on the inside have already had a chance to see that it's just as bad as I'm saying. They know what time it is. And that's why in the federal government, in the military, and in the police ranks, local or federal, are the most awake group. They know they're being blackmailed and set up. They know they're being surveilled. They know they got into something corrupt. They're freaked out. And let me tell you what keeps the system asleep at night is they know people in the ATF leaked Fast and Furious who didn't want to lose their soul. They know people in the FBI are leaking information and people in the Pentagon. So they pick somebody like Chelsea Manning who they think will discredit the whole movement. Look at this article. Now to firstlook.org. This is confirmed. Managing a nightmare, the CIA reveals how it watched over the destruction of Gary Webb. I knew Gary Webb. He wanted me to work for him, basically. Months before he died, he called me and he said, I want you to publish these documents that are already public, but prove what's going to be in my book so they're online. Well, they let him publish his second book proving everything. They blew his head off, shot him twice in the head. Now, that said, the CIA has declassified right as the new movie gets ready to come out with Jeremy Renner. We can scroll through that article for folks. And they admit in here the LA Times and others worked to destroy Gary Webb knowing what he said was the truth. In his Dark Alliance series that won the Pulitzer Prize. And the CIA and others threatened the San Jose Mercury News till they even came out and repudiated Webb when nothing he said had been disproven. I've interviewed Freeway Ricky Ross and others who were there during the trials when Webb was covering it, when they would death threat Webb in the hall. They broke in his house the week before they killed him. When you see the movie, you'll have him committing suicide. But they even, see, now the CIA wants you to know, yeah, we target journalists. Does this sound like an American organization? No, it's not. It works for the EU and foreign banks.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
We have a very special guest, Doug Casey, that joins us in the next hour. An icon, a libertarian movement that's never been on the show. So that's coming up. And what I'll do is at the start of the next hour, I will do a quick focused detailed report on COINTELPRO Revisited. Greenwald exposes NSA agenda to destroy journalists. And you look at how they're trying to destroy Rob Schneider for saying we're becoming a fascist state. You look at how they're trying to destroy the journalists and did, like Gary Webb, and the CIA has declassified that because they want you to know. They're very proud of their work. And then you have Kurt Nemo's article where Glenn Greenwald has the new NSA documents and has a story showing how NSA and government agents work to manipulate, deceive, and destroy. That's close quote, to deceive and destroy the reputations of journalists. Over the last several weeks, I worked with NBC News to publish a series of articles about dirty trick tactics used by GHHQ's unit in England. And then he goes into how it's also happening in the U.S. And then when I read this list of things, in addition to cyber and denial of service attacks, the strategies include online covert action, like false flags. This happens constantly where people send handwritten letters or emails or fake faxes to police departments in my name saying horrible things or calling people spoofing different office phone numbers just as dirty tricks. In fact, it's happened so much. I know they have a designation in the police computers around here just to basically ignore it. But this is the type of stuff the government's doing. In addition to internet-based operations, GCHQ operations, credential harvest, a technique used by CIA under Mockingbird program, and also engages in close-access technical operations, which includes spying on telephone calls, surveilling hotel computers, following people, harassing them, injecting all sorts of false material into the internet in order to destroy the reputation of its target. Other ones include sexual honey traps, changing of photos, network sites. Yeah, they'll call your wife up and tell them you're cheating on them over and over again till they believe it. Author and researcher Brian Glick noted war at home, covert action against U.S. activists and what we can do about it. I'm going to get him on the show. But this is what they did to Gary Webb, who was never discredited. They just said he's discredited. Just like Dr. Andrew Wakefield, a bunch of studies, it turned out, have been done before him showing the same thing by the British government, and studies have come out after that vaccines are attacking the intestinal flora of children. It was all verified. They just said he'd been discredited when he hadn't. Oh, Alex was discredited with Piers Morgan. Yeah, that's why he lost his job over it. Oh, my gosh, you know. Ted Cruz has been discredited criticizing Obamacare. That's why his poll numbers went up massively. They just spin reality, ladies and gentlemen. The good news is it's not working anymore. When they attack us, that gives us instant credibility. I told Politico that when they were attacking Rand Paul and they called me. They had folks dressed up like Klan members at his events or Democratic operatives, you name it. And I said, don't you get it? You're so discredited. Only endorsing him would hurt him. But you just can't understand. You're out of bullets. When they attack you in the wrong, it empowers you. Now, smarter people in the government know that. But, I mean, I want to say to the government, you're like a mad beast now, like Nixon said, out of control. Somebody needs to put the brakes to you. It's out of control. Briefly, DNA Force is back in stock for a limited time. We won't get more for a while. A very limited amount came in, and I believe it will sell out probably by tomorrow, if not this evening. It is, from our research, the most powerful across-the-board supercharger. Well, just, you know what, I'm not going to get into all the technicals. It's amazing, and your person supports the broadcast. It's a true nutraceutical. InfoWarsLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.